going to stay with federal politics and talk to the opposition now. Dan Tehan is the Shadow Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, also plays a key role for the coalition in the House of Representatives. So we're very happy to have him back with Radio National Breakfast. Dan Tehan, well, thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be with you again, as always.
Now, there's quite a few issues to get through. I do want to start with gambling today, though, because that is something the government is introducing its legislation to Parliament this week on. In your view and in the view of the coalition, does the government's proposed gambling reforms go far enough?
Well, we want to work with the government to make sure that we get this right. There is a feeling that there are some changes that need to be made to tighten it, especially when it comes around children being able to view television ad-free when it comes to gambling advertising. So we're going to work through that as a party, as a Liberal Party, the National Party, and then continue discussions with the government. And Sarah Henderson is right across this issue, and we'll be working to make sure that we absolutely get the balance right.
And is that something that you are hopeful of persuading the government to accept some amendments, or do you think you can work with the Greens here to try and get the government to toughen this bill up?
Look, I don't want to speak for Sarah, but my understanding is that Sarah is working with the government to try and see whether we can get the type of balance that we need to get on this right. And, you know, she will no doubt pursue this, as she always does, with absolute vigour. And I've got good confidence that, you know, she's listening to what the members of the party room have to say, and then we'll work with the government to make sure we get the best outcome that we think we can.
I mean, the coalition has pushed very hard on this issue. It was Peter Dutton, when he was leader of the Liberal Party, who really put a big policy on the agenda in his budget reply speech at the time that he gave, pushing this issue forward politically. Do you need to follow that up and make sure that you do force the government to put in place a stronger gambling restriction regime, or do you face the risk of a bit of political backlash if you don't follow through on that intention?
Oh, no, I think, you know, it's the first point I would make is the reason we're here is because of the coalition leadership during last term. We put this firmly on the agenda and we want to follow through on that. But it's, you know, 3 or 4 years since then, and one of the things we've got to understand is the impact that this would have on the broadcasters themselves. Over that period of time, we've seen value eroded from those organisations. So it's like everything. Good government is about getting the balance right, and we want to take a very mature approach on this and work to get the balance right. We don't want kids exposed to advertising when they're going to sit down and watch Friday night footy match, and that's what we're working to make sure that we can achieve.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the Shadow Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, Dan Tehan, is my guest. Dan Tehan, who do you see as the Liberal Party's great challenge? Is it the Labor Party or is it One Nation?
No, it's the Labor Party. It's this woeful, woeful government that the Australian people are looking at and say, we don't trust. We've got a Prime Minister who lies before the election and does things afterwards. You've got taxation policies, $77 billion worth, that have just been introduced through the budget. You've got spending which is out of control, and you've got living standards in this country falling at a rate that we're not seeing anywhere else in the developed world. So that's where our focus is.
Are you referring to real wages there, the decline in real
wages?
Is that the standard of living metric you're using?
The decline in not only real wages, but in people's actual living standards. So they are collapsing at a greater rate than they are anywhere else in the Western world. And this is, you know, people are feeling this. And I can tell you, out in the electorate, the mood of the people is very, very grumpy. And
well, in electorates like yours, One Nation is the big challenge, isn't it? I mean, if you're how do you balance focusing on Labor when in seats like yours in regional parts of the country, people are looking to One Nation?
Well, the last election, my biggest threat was the Teals, and you know, and I was very clear, and you know, tried to let my electorate know this, that this was Labor, the Teals, and the Greens all working together. They were, you know, exchanging T-shirts and doing all sorts of things. So but ultimately the top dog and the person controlling all this is the Labor Party, and that's who we've got to target. And can I say this, you know, we have a Prime Minister who is as political animal the like I haven't seen outside of Dan Andrews. Everything he does is about politics and about making sure that the Labor Party continues in power. Now,
can I ask about your leader? Because Angus Taylor has obviously taken the helm of the Liberal Party. He's announced a big taxation policy, wanting to index tax brackets as a cost of living measure. But he too is a political creature. He's out there talking just as much at the moment about Brumbies and feral horse management as he is tax policies at the moment. Is that the way you think the Liberal Party's going to return to power with that
focus?
We've
been pursuing through the Parliament the taxation agenda, the $77 billion worth of new taxes that the Labor Party are trying to impose day in, day out. And doing that, he gave a very, very comprehensive budget in reply speech, which set out a policy agenda.
Should he focus more clearly on that when it comes to his interactions and his social media posts?
Well, he has been. And if you have a look, you know, he's been selling that vision, selling the team, and doing that, and that's what we've been doing in the Parliament. You know, when you contrast that to the Prime Minister, who is out and out just a pure political animal. Like I said, I haven't seen anything like it since Dan Andrews. And the sad reality is, if we're not careful, Australia is going to become like Victoria, and that's the job of all the coalition MPs, is to stop that from happening.
Dan Tehan, thank you very much for coming back to speak to us on Radio National Breakfast. I appreciate it.